Hey guys, Tim here. And is your gym stuck between $8,000 and $25,000 a month and you know that you're capable of doing more? You need to check out the Springboard. Springboard's our new 12-month coaching program designed to help you hit $30,000 a month in stable, recurring revenue. To see how Springboard can help your gym, just visit gymownercoach.com. That's gymownercoach.com for all the details.
Listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
Welcome back to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. I'm going to be your host today, Randy Engston, joined by Mr. Zach Columbia.
Mr. It's Mr. to you.
We've got a good one for you guys today. This is something that we talk about a lot with our gym owners. In this industry, I think it's pretty safe to say that most of you got into this business because you want to create an impact, because you have a desire to help others. And fitness is the solution that you want to bring to the table. I mean, you care about it, the health and wellness of your community. And you decided, hey, let's go open up a business and let's go continue to serve that population and create that impact. But one of the things that we find is gym owners have an internal belief or a resistance around success when it comes to the business itself. Whether it, everybody wants to be successful, I would imagine, but there's this kind of internal dilemma or conflict when it comes to creating the impact in your community versus creating a level of success for yourself. And we believe that they're not mutually exclusive. You can absolutely have both, and you should. And we want to dive in today, kind of just share some of the thoughts, the beliefs of gym owners, some of the ways of thinking about the business a little bit differently so that you don't find yourself in a position where you feel like it's you versus your clients in any realm, where your success can't take place because the ultimate goal is just creating that level of success for your client. So anything you want to start with there, Zach?
I mean, yeah, so that leads to burnout.
There you go.
If you go back to younger you and you're getting into this and you think about the impact that you want to have and you think about what the ideal day looks like and you're daydreaming about your business and your gym, and I would be hard pressed to imagine that what you envision looks exactly like, you know, what your day looks like today. Sure. And so you have to kind of reverse engineer that. You have to dissect it and analyze it and go, okay, well, you know, here was the dream that I had, and then here's what I'm currently doing, and they don't align. So what needs to change? Where did I go wrong? You know? Mm-hmm. And what we do is very noble, right? I mean, it's very noble. We save lives, really. I mean, we've had a handful of clients have widowmaker heart attacks, and they tell us like, hey, the doctor said the only reason I'm alive is because I've been coming here. And it's like, man, that feels amazing. So we can have that impact, but we shouldn't have it at the sacrifice of making money, of, you know, living comfortably and being able to pay our bills. And so many gym owner entrepreneurs out there, they are making that sacrifice. Yeah. They're not paying themselves. And so I guess the question to kind of kick us off is like, what impact can you really make if you're not serving yourself?
There you go. Yeah. And I would completely agree. You know, one of the ways that I've always framed it is, you know, with success for yourself, with the ability to pay your bills, with maybe the structure or the things that come along with that, clarity, right? Not having to stress every month about how you're going to cover the bills, how you're going to cover the expenses. And we talk enough about, like, you know, the grasping at straws, high ticket path that a lot of gym owners take just each month, trying to just figure out a way to cover the expenses. But when you create that system of growth and that scalability in a true business that's run on systems where the people are running those systems in your business with a team, you can absolutely cast a wider net. You can help more individuals. I mean, if I look at the gym owners that we work with or that, you know, that we speak to regularly, if the gym owner's on the training floor, there's typically a very limited number of clients in the gym total. And yes. I'm talking, you know, 25 to maybe 40 clients that you're serving.
You hit the ceiling for the infrastructure that you have in place.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah. And so, you know, if the goal is to help more people, capital is a requirement in order to do so. You know, I mean, this gym, we serve about 200 clients regularly. Other gyms that we know, you know, hundreds and a couple hundred clients plus. It requires capital and the ability in the systems and the staff structure in place in order to do that. And so I guess a little bit of this, or, you know, this podcast is a little bit of a challenge to you looking at the business, looking at the way you think and look at your business. And if creating an impact is the desire, then a systemized business is the requirement.
Well, I think the bigger picture, the bigger question is like, how do you measure impact? Because if you're the one delivering all of the training,
mm-hmm.
and it's not by choice, it's to keep the business running, right?
Sure.
You're self-employed, you're tied to this operator, owner operator position. You can work with, let's say, max 50 clients, right? And that's like pushing it.
Sure.
You're probably closer to half of that, right? When you show up and you're the one developing these deep relationships with these clients, you start to learn over time that those clients really don't care about you beyond like what you can do for them.
Sure. There you go.
And that's just the world we live in.
Yeah,
right. So it's transactional. Somebody comes in, they're in pain, they want your help, and you pour your heart and soul in because you're passionate about what you do. You want to make an impact. And so you pour your heart and soul into this individual and they give up on you at a whim, right? Like maybe they look at their, you know, their finances and they're like, I can either keep going out to eat once a week, you know, on Friday nights, or I can pay my trainer. I'm just going to keep going out to eat once, you know, and boom, that's all that you really mattered to them.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And that can weigh on you.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're in that like one-to-one scenario, eventually that's going to lead to burnout. It's going to lead to you being jaded because now you're starting that process over with somebody and you're going, man, what impact did I really make with that individual? Right.
Sure.
And there's going to be enough of that. But if you were able to, instead of being the one that's creating that relationship with the individual, let's say that you had a team of not a big team, four trainers, right? And you're meeting with people and you're talking to them about their goals and you're signing them up and your team is, you know, delivering the majority of the training and you're just signing people up and you're coaching your staff to be better and to make a bigger impact and you're multiplying it. And now you're thinking you're creating content and you're getting your message out there and you're impacting the community and you're going to events and you're volunteering and you're doing all of these things. You create this entire ecosystem and you're, you know, I think over the course of the last, 17 years that we've been in business, we've probably trained 5,000 to 6,000 people,
yeah.
Right? Individuals.
Yeah.
And who knows how big of an impact we've had beyond that, but like that's making an impact.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, it was financially rewarding for everyone involved, not just, you know, the owner of the business. So if our goal is to really impact the community, think about what it looks like from being the solopreneur and struggling to really creating something that has influence and has a bigger reach. And then also think about, like, oh, Zach, I'm passionate about the training. I love doing that. Awesome. Keep doing that. But when you have a free hour, go out on the training floor, man, and just jump in there and teach something really cool and amazing, and or pour it out into your staff to have them make a bigger impact. Like, that's where your energy should be spent. If you want to stay passionate about this long term, right? And then not go be a failed gym owner real estate agent. You know?
Have you ever heard entrepreneurs say that the first million is the hardest to make? Well, for gym owners, the hardest milestone is getting to a consistent $30,000 a month without everything breaking. Here's why. Most workshops, events, coaching programs, they'll teach you how to grow from 10 to 20,000 a month. But those early stage tactics, they start to break when you approach $20,000 to $25,000 a month. Your workload increases, your staff issues start popping up, retention becomes unstable. And instead of continued growth, you move backwards and you start climbing that same hill over and over again. Listen, gym owners, it's not your fault. It's not your ability to sell, and it's not the lead quality. And the answer just isn't to hustle harder. It's because the systems that you are taught were designed to gain early stage traction and not for scale. And here's another uncomfortable truth, guys. Most gurus teaching you how to grow up never actually owned, operated, and scaled a training gym from $10,000 to $80,000 a month. But guess what, guys? We have, and this month we're pulling back the curtain. We're inviting 15 gym owners into our own training facility right here in Scottsdale, Arizona for a hands-on private workshop. At this event, we'll walk you through the $1 Million Gym Ascension System, a scale-based operating manual that shows you what to focus on at $10,000 a month, what must change at $20,000 a month, why most gyms stall before they hit $30,000 a month, and the exact systems required to scale from $30,000 to $80,000 a month. If your gym's doing okay but feels capped, if you've been investing in coaches before but you quickly scaled past what those mentors were teaching you, and if you're looking for the next system to skyrocket growth, well, guess what, guys? This workshop was built specifically for you. Head on over to mdm.gymbusinesscoach.com. Guys, that's mdm.gymbusinesscoach.com to reserve your spot now. Come see the systems, the standards, and the flow of a true $1 Million training gym in action and unlock the secrets to uncapped growth. We'll see you there.
Yeah. And I mean, you bring up some good points. I mean, we know just over the years, I mean, talk with gym owner after gym owner, thousands and thousands, there's a good portion of this industry that has a full-time job outside of their gym to subsidize the bills. And, you know, to your point, you know, burnout takes place, resentment will come into place, yeah. Right? You'll look at the business and it almost becomes like you're just, it's the job, right? You're just doing it, and you're doing it to pay the bills, but you slowly chip away at the emotional reason that you got into the place in the first place, you know? Like,
absolutely.
Because at the end of the day, I mean, you could love what you do, but if it doesn't provide you a means to an end or benefit along the way, it's natural that all that stuff is going to come into place. Well, resentment.
And so often gym owners are really building their own prison too, because they're so tied to the delivery and the operation that it's like their family suffers. They're not present. They can't show up for them. They can't go on vacations. They can't, you know, take a weekend trip. In our industry, like most trainers that I know that are just trainers don't even take holidays off.
Yeah.
Christmas, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. Some of them have like a Christmas Day boot camp or whatever. They're working Thanksgiving morning. Of course they're working Black Friday, like 4th of July. Like, there's no such thing as like federal holidays in the fitness industry. Maybe Christmas. So like, if you go 364 days a year that you're open and you're working and, you know, like, come on. Like, that's not, nobody, regardless of how passionate you are about what you do, nobody can do that without having a break and without, if you do, having resentment towards it, getting burnt out, and then also not being able to show up at the level that you would want to.
There you go.
You know, you just end up going through the motions.
Yeah. And you mentioned something there that's really impactful there. And I think it goes into alignment with like, what is the reason that you decided to go probably as, you know, most gym owners that we work with were a trainer at some point or passionate about, you know, the physical changes that they can impact in their community. And then the next progression is opening up the gym. Well, you open a business for one reason. And it's to turn a profit and to create that lifestyle for yourself. That's truly the reason that you get into the business. have you asked yourself that question? Did you just do it naturally because it was seemed like the path to be on? But now that you're here, we did the last time I think you and I sat down, we did an episode and we talked about like what changes over time, right? Like the second you become that business owner and you employ somebody else, the responsibility to become the leader and to be able to teach and train,
yeah,
is a huge part of
there's
the job.
There's a big gap.
Massive gap, yeah. Right? So, and I mean, we work with gym owners that are still on the training floor and have a team as well. And, you know, I've been saying it since probably before we started the podcast, like my least favorite thing to hear from gym owners is my client won't work with my trainer because they want to work with me personally. That's your problem, not a client problem.
I believed that. Sure. Honestly, I believe that when I took over as the director here, I went from coach, and not bragging or anything, but I had been here the longest. I went from the best coach to director, and I was like, I don't know how the clients are going to respond when I stop training them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, wow, what an ego, because guess what happened? Guess what happened? I stopped training them slowly. I just kind of like phased it out. And nobody missed me. Yeah. No, I mean, maybe they missed me a little bit, but did it impact their experience and the results? That no, of course not.
Yeah.
Right? Like, and that's one of the things with semi-private pro too, is like I talk with all these gyms and they're like, hey, we got our special way of doing things and our programming and all that stuff. And then they get our programming. They're like, oh, this is basically exactly what we do. And I'm like, yeah. You know, a lot of times we think that we have some, you know, magic potion that just
it's nobody the elixir.
Else. Yeah, the elixir yeah. of fitness, and it does, you know, and we don't, right? And so, like, is somebody going to deliver exactly the way that you do, or to the standard that you do, or the quality? Maybe not at first, but that becomes your job as the leader, is to create that. To train your team and get them to the level where they can deliver it. Now you're multiplying yourself. And again, bigger impact.
There you go. One of my favorite sayings when it comes to impact is ripples make waves, right? And it's really hard to do when you're the only guy. If you're the only rock being thrown in the water and you're the only one that's capable of doing it, you're limited. And, you know, there's the other old saying that is like, in order, when you know something well enough, one of the ways of proving that is your ability to teach it to others. And as a business owner, as the business owner that's on the training floor, unwilling to pass off your client to somebody else in your business, the onus is on you, right? Like you said, your responsibility is bringing your team up to the level of your standards, not creating that linchpin in the business to where you're the only one that can deliver that standard and that everybody else is kind of a secondary checkdown. That's the exact opposite of what you want to do and create in a business. It does come with its own challenges though, right? Obviously leadership skills are not the same thing as taking, you know, going and getting your cert and understanding the mechanics of the body and creating that result. It is a whole different side of the business, but you took on that risk when you signed your personal guarantee and put your name on the business. That is a requirement of the position that you've stepped into.
Yeah. Well, look, like if you're happy, you want to train 30 clients for the rest of your life and stay at a certain level, and like, great, like that, if that's what you want to do, awesome. But you know, very few gym owners that we work with and we talk to are continuing to want to do that, right? Mm-hmm. Like they hit a certain point where they can't even imagine going back to the training floor. Or they step in for a staff member, that's out sick, vacation, whatever. And they train for 4 hours and they're like, this is exhausting, right? Yeah. I can't believe I used to do this for 10 hours a day. And so like your perspective does change over time. And when it does, then it's going to require a new skill set.
There you go.
You know, that you have to level up. And I think that, you know, you can, the same way that you can learn biomechanics, you can learn how to program, you can learn those things, but it's really difficult to coach those things, to learn how to coach. It's the same thing with business, right? Like you can learn the systems, you can learn, you know, how to read a P&L. it's really hard to learn how to lead a team, right? And to lead a company and have a vision and communicate that vision and all those things, big gap, right? And so you, again, it's not something that you're just going to flip the switch and do. It requires development. It requires, if you're smart, coaching and mentorship and things to help get you there faster and accelerate it. So you avoid a lot of the hiccups that along the way.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's good. That's good for today's episode. Obviously, you know, our goal for you is, like Zach said, not building yourself into a prison. If you looking at your business, what is your intention behind being the business owner? What do you want not only for your community and the impact that you want to create, but the lifestyle that it should be providing for you, your family, even your team, right? Take a step back, look at the reason that you're doing this, and understand that you can absolutely create and we would actually attest that you can create a greater impact the better you understand the business, the needs of the business, can lead the business, develop your team, and so forth. They're not mutually exclusive. And so with that being said, I'll see you in the next episode. Take care.
Bye.
All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. If you want more help growing your business, join our free Facebook group, Profit Accelerator, helping training gyms grow to $30,000 a month and beyond. We'd love to see you there. Go check out the show notes for the link and keep building something great. And we'll see you in the next episode.